奉主耶稣圣名证道。
And this morning I'd like to talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
今天早上想与大家分享的题目是圣灵的果子。
Fruit of Spirit is there's a inside of nine content of this fruit.
这个圣灵的果子有九个特征。
Please turn to Book of Galatians chapter 5.
我们请翻开加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse from 16.
加拉太书第五章十六节开始。
16 to verse 24.
十六节到第二十四节。
Chapter 5 from verse 16.
加拉太书第五章第十六节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, then you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Verse 17.
十七节。
And the flesh is set its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the deed of the flesh are evident, which areimmorality, impurity, sensuality, in verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, and outburst of anger, dispute, dissensions, factions, envyings, drunkenness, and carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you,Just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things should not inherit the kingdom of God. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.24. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. So I can finish the verse from 24. And verse 25 is, if you live by the Spirit, then let us also walk by the Spirit.
那第二十五节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
This is our Christian goal, that we live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit.
基督徒的目标就是要靠圣灵得生，靠圣灵行事。
But we understand of nature that we have a flesh, that flesh has...verse from 16 on, it mentioned about the desire of the flesh.
那是从十六节开始，这里叙述肉体的情欲。
Because no matter who, how great we are, but we all came from the flesh.
因为我们不管多么伟大，都是来自于肉，都是有带着肉体。
After we live our life 70, 80, 90, then we go back to dust.
那我们活到七十八十九十岁之后，就回归到尘土。
The flesh itself have a certain value while we live in this world because it gives us a life that will let us to continue move and that we can live in this earth.
那我们活在这个世界上的时候，肉体还是有它固定的价值，因为它使我们能够活在世界上。
But Christian life, we are seeking a higher, with a higher visions, a higher, demands and also the desire to reach to the higher ground.
但是一个基督徒来说，我们的目标是更遥远的，我们想要达到更高的境界。
Now Paul mentioned that if we live by the flesh, then all these the things that belongs to the earth, that the sin when came into the world to twist our life of flesh, that we can we've following the worldly way pattern of life then.
但是这里告诉我们，我们如果顺从情欲，那我们就被情欲控制着。
So we once we are Christian, that we have to seeking our life in spirit.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就要追从一个属灵的生活。
One time, the Jesus when he carried the conversation with a Samaritan woman.
有一次耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人谈话。
And Jesus knows that her life, that why she's continue to getting into the life of the flesh.
那耶稣也了解为什么这个妇人一直顺从着她的情欲。
I think this lady, she surely wants to have to satisfy her soul and her life within her.
我想这个妇人她一定是想要满足自己生命中的虚空。
So she tried to find out the satisfaction through the man.
那她透过男人想要满足她自己。
Until she met the Lord Jesus, she had five illegal husbands. Now she live with the man, I think is not the legal husband.
那当她遇见主耶稣的时候，她已经有了五个丈夫。那有她现在与她在一起的男人不是她的丈夫。
So Jesus knows that she really have such a desire for how she can have a happy life in a sense.
那耶稣也知道这个妇人相当渴望在生命中有快乐。
But with the flesh, she continued to seeking for, yet continue her life to be to this twisted and then into the like the following of the flesh.
可是她因为顺从情欲，所以她的生命就被扭曲，她一直没有办法战胜情欲。
While the conversation with this lady, she mentioned that the Lord Jesus says God is a spirit.
那耶稣与这位妇人谈话的时候，就告诉她神是灵。
So he advised to this woman that your life should be in spirit.
那他就告诉这个女士，这个妇人，她应该活在灵里面。
That's why Jesus came to this world.
那这也是耶稣来到世界的目的。
Our man in this world continue to live with the flesh, end up facing of the judgment of God.
他知道人只是如果一直活在肉体之中的话，之后会被神审判。
But Jesus knows that people seeking for flesh and that the greedy way of life from this world end up they cannot gain their life in spirit.
耶稣知道，如果人一直顺从着肉体的情欲，他们就没有办法进入神的灵。
If you look at the book of John, there are many people. Bible mentioned the multitude. They follow the Lord Jesus Christ at the beginning.
那我们看到约翰福音里面有描述，有刚开始的时候有众人都在跟从着主耶稣。
Even Jesus said they are feeding them about this roughly about 5,000 men. So it's about over 15,000. So we do not know about the numbers. God, the Lord Jesus, even feeding them with the bread and also fishes.
那主耶稣甚至喂饱了五千个男人，就是等于差不多一万五千个全部的人加起来大概有一万五千人。
At the beginning, he had a greater like gained popularity, and the people just praise him because he feeding the people at that time.
那刚开始大家也很喜欢跟从主，因为他会喂饱他们。
And so the people try to bring him to become a king. Of their own nations.
那当时的人也希望主耶稣能够成为那个世代的君王。
At the time, Jesus withdrew from the people.
那时候耶稣就离开了众人。
To other places, he continued to preach the gospel.
那他就到其他地方继续传讲福音。
And he emphasized the importance of about not the physical bread, but the spiritual bread.
那他所强调的并不是肉体上的粮食，而是属灵上的粮食。
He talked about the bread of life.
他讲的是生命的粮。
Which is let the people can eat so that they can have eternal life.
那这些人吃了生命的粮之后，就能够得到永生。
The people cannot really gain convinced by the word of the Lord Jesus to talking about this bread of life which is in spirit.
但是这些人并没有被主耶稣说服。
And John chapter 6, the verse 63.
那我们如果翻开约翰福音第六章第六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰福音第六章第六十三节。
And Jesus here mentioned that it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profit nothing. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. So the verse 63, John chapter 6 verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life.
这约翰福音第六章第六十三节说，叫人活着的乃是灵。
Now we have to think about why we come to the Lord, why we come to the church today. We seeking our life satisfactions because we seeking a life, seeking the true life.
那我们也想想看，今天为什么来到这里？为什么来到教会？就是要寻找生命。
If we want to seeking the flesh, then we have to go to other place again for our seeking for our, you know, the pleasure for our life.Or like a physical satisfaction, then we have to go out place. We don't have to waste our time. We come here.
我们如果是要寻找肉体上的欢乐的话，我们不应该来到这里，因为来到这里就是浪费时间。
And so Jesus talk about the important thing is, it is the Spirit who gives life.
所以主耶稣讲到是神的灵是赐给我们生命的。
But when Jesus talk about the Spirit and the true life and all the people no longer interest about what he talk about it.
但是耶稣讲到生命与灵之后，这些众人就并不想听下去。
So the verse 66 is after he talk about this in spirit and the verse 66 as a result of this many his disciple withdraw and were not walking with him anymore.
所以第六十六节这里说，从此他门徒中有许多退去的，不再和他同行。
So,People's, we can tell that the normal people's interest is not a spirit, but in flesh.
所以这告诉我们，一般人所有兴趣的是有关肉体，并不是有关属灵上的事。
Christian life, we're seeking our life in spirit.
那基督徒必须要追求属灵的生命。
And so that we can bear the fruit, which is gain the result of out of Christian life.
这样我们在属灵上就可以结出属灵的果子。
So the Galatians, if you go back to Galatians chapter 5,
所以我们如果回到加拉太书第五章
the gaining of the fruit of spirit, the gaining of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit, it's not just as it is ourselves that, you know, come just naturally into our life.
这里所说圣灵所结的果子，并不是很自然的就会在我们的生命中出现。
It requires our strive hard. It requires our kind of facing of a battle against our flesh.
我们如果要结出果子，必须努力的打败我们的肉体。
A winner can gain these fruit of the spirit.
那胜利者才能够得到圣灵的果子。
So we find out the book of Revelation. There's seven churches.Most of the church have some problem of their within the own church.
在启示录中有提到七间教会，那每间教会都有自己的问题。
Like, you know, the Revelation chapter 2, the church in Ephesus, they very strive hard seeking the righteousness, and they work very, very hard, and yet the Lord Jesus left their first love.
例如说启示录第二章的以弗所教会，虽然他们很努力的追求圣洁，但是耶稣说他们离开他们的第一个所爱的。
So the Christian life, if we're seeking our Christian life to be a life like a Christ, and also to gain the fruit of the Spirit, then we it's impossible to leave our first love actually.
那我们如果要结出圣灵的果子，我们要离开我们当初所爱的神，这是不可能的。
Even Jesus comment on to them, so I know your deeds and your toils and your perseverance.
那耶稣也跟他们讲，他知道他们的行为、劳碌跟忍耐。
But then Jesus pointed out they left your first love.
但是耶稣也告诉他们，他们离开他们首先所爱的。
But which is that their whole church, as a whole church wise, they haven't gained the fruit of the spirit.
那就是整个教会中，他们没有结出圣灵的果子。
So the Jesus talk about the Revelation 2, later verse 7.
所以在启示录第二章第七节这里说
And it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the church. To him who overcomes, I will grant you to eat of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God.
凡有耳的就应当听得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃
the Jesus talk about that if the those who overcomes
这里是说得胜的
I thought about what is overcomes overcome of the own flesh
得胜的是什么意思呢得胜就是得胜自己的肉体
these I think many of the church the column of the church maybe they work very hard that's why I say verse 2 the Lord says I know your deed and your toil and perseverance.
那在这一间教会里，很多信徒是很努力的，像所以第二节这里说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道忍耐。
They know what is right and what is wrong.
他们知道对和错的区别。
And so there's such kind of a great characters within them actually.
所以他们的品性相当好。
But the essence of the true love was not with them.
但是他们也没有真正的爱。
Life, we know, life is comes from God.
我们知道生命是从神而来。
It's true love. God is love.
那神也是爱。
So the I just brought up the example of like a, you know to the message to the Ephesians.
那所以神给以弗所教会的话只是一个。一个例子。
Now, Jesus pointed out that it left your first love.
这里耶稣告诉以弗所教会他离开他们起初所爱的
Which means that you following of your own flesh
换句话说他们已经追求了自己的肉体
Outcome of your the formation, the structures it looks like a church
那从外面来看 这是一间教会
But there's no place for me to be there
但是耶稣在这间教会没有容身之地。
So you have to overcome of your own flesh, of your own way of seeking for the church.
所以他们必须战胜自己的肉体。
So you, because Jesus mentioned that, that's why I say you have to overcome it.
所以耶稣告诉他们，他们要战胜自己的肉体。
And then verse 7 says, I will grant you eat of the tree of life.
那第七节他也应许他们应许他们如果他们战胜就可以得到生命树上的果
And it's which is the paradise of God
那这也是在神乐园中的生命树
So we know the church is the place where we can build upon that we can build this church as like a heavenly kingdoms actually
我们知道教会可以建立成在地上的天国
And the book of Romans mentioned about the church, the church is like the kingdom of God.
那罗马书也有提到教会就是神的国。
But your life also kingdom of God.
我们的生命也是神的国。
The once the kingdom of God is a little bit continue to grow up with our heart, to eventually the kingdom of God is control our life.
神的国也许开始的时候是小小的，但是它可以跟着我们一起成长，然后来掌控我们的生命。
It's not a flesh control our life, but the spirit control our life. Then we so called this was a kingdom of God.
如果我们的生命是被圣灵掌控，而不是被肉体掌控，那我们的生命就是神的国度。
So Romans chapter 14, let's look at Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
所以我们请翻开罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
第十七节
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
第十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
Christian life, our goal is seeking for true joy within the Lord, a true happiness, a true peace within our heart by the ruling of by the Holy Spirit.
一个基督徒的生命如果是被神的灵掌控那我们就会得到圣灵中的喜乐
Actually, the essence of the message actually, the Lord Jesus trying to convey this one to the Samaritan woman
那耶稣想把这个讯息带给撒玛利亚妇人
Because she's struggling in her heart she couldn't satisfy her life so Jesus offered the kingdom of God.
这个撒玛利亚妇人的心中一直挣扎着，她没有办法得到喜乐，所以耶稣要带给她天国的福音。
So we have to think about a life we're seeking for this life goal as the seeking the true kingdom of God within our heart, within our church.
那我们生命的意义也应该是放在追求神的国上。
In Old Testament time, when the Israelites, when they gained the blessing and then from God, they know that from the field, God blessed the soil and then they eat and they drink.
那古代的以色列人，他们知道是神祝福那块地，他们才有办法得到收成，能够饱足。
Also, turn to Leviticus chapter 26.
我们请翻开利未记。
Leviticus chapter 26,
第二十六章。
Chapter 26 from verse 1.
第一节开始，二十六章第一节开始。
We have to remember because Old Testament time blessing is the God blessed them through their physical life.
我们要记得，在旧约神的应许还有祝福是在肉体上的祝福。
But within a New Testament, so we can interpret that these physical blessing. Now we can interpret in our life as a spiritual blessing.
但是在有了新约之后，我们可以用属灵的角度去在谈论这些旧约的应许。
Yeah, Leviticus 26 from verse 1.
所以利未记第二十六章第一节。
Here God says, "You shall not make for yourself idol, not shall set up for yourself an image, or sacred pillars, nor shall you place a figure stone in your hand, in your land, and bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God." First thing God mentioned about the "You shall not make for yourself idol."
神谈到的第一点就是不可雕立偶像。
Which means don't follow the what people here in the land of Canaan said the people's of lifestyle of following the worshiping the idols, you know, life of their choose the which is not the God but they choose as God to worship it.
那当时的迦南地人他们制作了很多偶像来拜当作神来拜。
Of course we don't have an idol within our life because like You know, because we are all the born-again Christians, most of us, then we don't have this kind of physical idol, like, you know, the setting up for ourselves an image of, you know, the sacred pillar.
那我们今天身为基督徒，我们在家中应该都没有这些偶像或是这些柱像。
But idol, there's all different way we can explain.
但是我们生命中有其他种的偶像。
The Colossians, defining as is a greedy mind.
那在哥罗西书有讲到贪恋钱财，这是一个偶像。
Jesus talk about the concept of masters in our life.
那耶稣也有讲到我们生命中的主人这种概念。
But you know that when you do something, when you're trying to getting into your life, then you know what control what the things in your heart to control your life.
我们自己知道，我们心里中是被什么事情或是东西而控制。
Things that there's a motivator our life to bring us to give us a reason to do something.
我们心中总有一股动力要告诉我们怎么做。
Or sometimes because you know, have you noticed that because when you feel tired or when you are, you know, you have to because prayer is important. Yet the inner yourself, your flesh says, that's okay. You can rest some. You know, rest is more important than prayer.For example,
我们有没有，例如说，我们有没有发现，有时候我们身心比较疲惫的时候，虽然知道祷告有用，但是我们会安慰自己说，哦，今天不用
祷告。There's a lot of things like this, you know, kind of we offer the tithe to the Lord.
那还有就是我们捐十一捐的事上。
Because you offer the tithe, nobody knows. You don't have the full tithe.
那并没有人知道我们的十一捐到底是多少，所以我们有时候也不需要交上全部的十一捐。
Sometimes we can telling us this, because this time is you know the church board they used the they used the they the wrong way to use the church money is I don't want to offer the tithe.
我们也许会告诉自己，职务会又不知道怎么管理钱财，所以我们不想要捐出十一。
All different kind of reasons that we do not want to truly offer ourselves to God.
我们会用各种的借口，让自己不完全的遵从神。
Because the many years ago, the one of a church member asked this question, so now I know that.
因为我会知道这些事情，因为有一次有一个信徒这样问我。
So I told her that to say, tithe not belongs to us.
那所以我的回答就是十一捐并不属于我们。
You just offer this money to God. That's all.
我们只要把这十一捐献给神就好了。
The rest of the responsible for the church council or you know it's all their responsibility.
那教会是如何运用这个十一捐是教会的责任。
Some members says, "Oh, because I'm come to this church, but I so far I belongs to came from such a church. So I want to offer you know the tithe to that church, not this church."
那有些人也说，我虽然现在在这个教会，但是以前我是在另外一个教会，所以我要把我的十一捐给另外一个教会。
So I talked to the members. Says, "No, wherever you are, you offer to them, offer to God."
那我就告诉这位信徒说，不是的，是你在哪一间教会就应该把这个钱捐给这个教会。
Offering is one of the indicators of what is our principle in our heart.
对不起，捐给神，因为我们捐十一捐的时候就代表就可以发现说我们心里是被谁我们心里的态度是如何。
If I decided.
如果我们决定
，Still I am the master then.
如果我们决定要如何捐十一捐，那我们还是自己心中的主宰。
We just submit to God.
但是我们只要顺服就好了。
In chapter 26, verse 2, he mentioned that you shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
那第二十六章第二节这里说，你们要守我的安息日，敬我的圣所，我是神。
A Sabbath day, I come to church.
那安息日的时候，我们来到教会。
Have you noticed that sometimes our church, some people I like it, some people don't like it. Sometimes we say, I like this person, I don't like this person.
有时候我们来到教会会想，我喜欢这个人，可是我并不喜欢这一个人。
This one, because I know, because one of a member also talked to me about that.
我知道这件事，因为有另外一个信徒也跟我讲到这件。
I talked to the member, says, you come to church, it's not because of people around.
那所以我就勉励这位信徒，我们来到教会不是为了其他人而来。
Because maybe sometimes some people offend you, sometimes the people talk behind you, that's okay.
那有些人得罪了我们，有些人在我们背后说闲话，但这都没有问题。
Because this is obvious. Once you come to church, then because this is the human relationship is established anyway. Once we become like our community, become a special community in our church, and this many members together.
那我们来到教会就变成这个教会团体中的一位。
The possibility there's a misunderstanding is occurred too.
那也有可能在团体中有误会。
All different personality can collide each other too.
那大家的个性都不同，有时候会有摩擦。
But this is not a this is not an issue. Why I don't come on Sabbath?
但是这些都不是不来教会的借口。
Because keeping my Sabbath is I want to come to the Lord to see.My God.
因为我们守安息日的时候是来到教会见神。
But He gave us a commandment to love your God and love your neighbor.
那神也吩咐我们要爱神和爱人。
This is our duty and our Christian life boundary, so we can do ourselves.
那这是一个基督徒该做的事情。
And so He mentioned that this the first one is idol, second one is talk about the Sabbath.
所以。神在这里第一说不能雕刻偶像，第二说要守安息日。
Verse 4.
那第四节。
Once we keep this commandment, verse 3 and verse 4 now says, I shall give you rain in their season, so that the land will yield its produce, and the trees of the field, will bear their fruit.
那第三节、第四节这里神告诉我们，我们如果遵守这些诫命，他就会降下 与叫地生出土产，田野的树木结果子。
The God says, if you do, if you all this because choose me as your Lord to follow and come, to, you can submit, then I shall give you the rain in this season, so that the land that we yield is produced.
神告诉我们说，如果我们选择敬拜他，他就会降下雨，让我们得到果子。
So when you live in this land, you will have a securely in your land. Verse 5 says.
第五节这里说，这里也告诉我们这样的话，我们在地上安然居住。
And then verse 6 is, I shall also grant peace in the land.
那第六节这里，神又应许，这些人能够得到平安。
And also all the enemy will be defeated.Enemy will be defeated.
那全部的敌人也会被打败。
And as I give you strength, verse 8 says, five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000.
那神也应许力量，就在第八节这里，谈到你们五个人要追赶一百个人。
And also the verse 11.
在十一节这里。
Moreover, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you.
神这里说，我要在你们中间立我的帐幕，我的心也不厌恶你们。
Which is my love will be with you, and also my heart be there to always with a full of and mercy and compassion to be with within your life.
也就是说，神的爱会与他们同在，神的怜悯也会与他们同在。
This is what God's blessing that mentioned that through the In the book of Leviticus, see here, through the Moses, talk about his people to submit and follow the God's way.
这就是神在立位记中谈到的祝福与应许。
This is the bearing of a fruit.
那这也是结果的一个描述。
So I hope that we understand the bearing of the Holy Spirit.
所以这也让我们了解到结出圣灵的果子。
The fruit is a precious that this is the result and reward from God the way we seeking our life in spirit.
我们如果在生命中追求属灵的生命，那神就会赐给我们圣灵的果子。
Bible telling us if we wants to gain the bearing the fruit of the spirit.
那圣经告诉我们，如果我们要结出圣灵的果子，
that we have to be a born again Christian.
那我们必须是要成为重生的基督徒。
Do we know that we have a flesh, then the sin is within us.
我们带着肉体的时候，罪会在我们的身。
And then the sin is to control our heart and our life.
那这个罪恶会控制我们的心灵。
Then our life is somehow we are very turn out a very selfish way of life.
那我们的生命就会变得非常自私。
Because every time I am the boss, you know.
因为我们会觉得自己就是老板。
It's not let the God can decide for me, so make a decision for me, but I decided.
不是神要为我们做选择，而是我们要为我们自己做选择。
Everything is from my point of view.
那我们做任何事就会变成从自己的观点来做。
Church is like this.
我们就会说教会就是应该要这样。
That's why I decide to go to church, not to go to church.
所以我因为这样，所以选择去教会或是不去教会。
Think about it. Why? Because even our Christians, if we have this kind of attitude, because God is not the true, the master or Lord in my life. If that's our attitude.
如果这是我们有如果有这样的态度，那神就不是我们生命中的主宰。
2,000 years ago, he came to this world. He offered his life. He shedding the blood for us. He died on the cross.
2,000 年前，主耶稣来到这个世界上面，为我们受死，为我们流血。
It's not he's giving us as little things, you know, like $10, $20, even $100,000. It's not that kind of material things.
他给我们的东西不是小小的一二十块钱的东西。
He gave us life to us.
他赐给我们的是生命。
Offer us a life to bring us from flesh to the spirit.
他献上他的生命，所以我们才有办法从肉体得到从肉体到属灵的境界。
We have to ask ourselves how much my life is really commit myself to the Lord.
所以我们要思考自己生命中是有哪一部分是献给神的。
Maybe some people, when you are in a very dangerous life, dangerous in moments, somebody comes to save you. Maybe at the moment, you know that if nobody there, if that person, without that person, your life may not here anymore, maybe. can think about it.
我们想想看，如果我们生命有生命中出现了一个很危险的时刻，有人把我们救了过去，我们会想，我们会我们会不会觉得这个人是我们的救命恩人？
I'm sure, because from your heart, everyday basis, every year basis, always your heart is full of thanksgiving heart to show that person right.
我想我们接下来的一生中，我们会继续感激着这个救我们的人。
Maybe you can always think of, you always talk about the other people. You know, at that time in my life, I almost died, but without this person, my life is cannot be here because that person saved my life from there.
我们很有可能会到处跟跟别人述说这个人是怎么救了我们。
That person is truly my savior, you know.
那我们会告诉别人，这个人就是救我的人。
But we think about the Lord Jesus, how much He have done for us.
那我们再想想，耶稣为我们做了多少。
We have to think about life, that we have to seeking through our life, not flesh in, but we have to move on to in spirit. Our life seeking in spirit.
那我们在属灵的生命中也要追求着他。
Then we have to born again.
那要这样做的话，我们必须要重生。
So the John chapter 3, Jesus talked to there's a one the Pharisees.
那在约翰福音第一章这里，耶稣有跟法利赛人沟通。
John chapter 3.
哦，抱歉，是约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 3 to 6.
第三到第六节。
John chapter 3, verse 3 to 6.
约翰福音第三章第三到六节。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 4.
第四节。
Nicodemus said to him, "How can man be born when he is old? He cannot enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 6.
第六节。
That which is the born of the flesh is flesh, that which is the born of spirit is a spirit. And Jesus talked about the urge to the Nicodemus, the Pharisees, asking him to be a born again believer.
所以这里耶稣与法利赛人尼哥底母谈话，他告诉他人必须从圣灵而生。
Nicodemus he's a very high rank officer because he's one of a Sanhedrin member.
尼哥底母在法利赛人之中是。他的官位是蛮高的。
I guess also he knows the Bible very well from knowledge wise.
那他对圣经是非常了解。
And also as a behavior wise, he is a Pharisee.
那他的行为也是以法利赛人的标准来
做。But yeah, Jesus talked to him that you have to be born again.
但是耶稣告诉他，他需要重生。
Christian life is a born again Christian's life.
那一个基每一个基督徒都必须要重生。
Still with the flesh within us, then Paul mentioned to us that this has become natural man.
因为我们都带着肉体。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul described the member who have a trouble in the church, say, "You are a natural man."
所以哥林多前书，保罗告诉那些服从肉体的人说，他们是属肉的基督徒。
So he asked the saint in the Corinth to be a spiritual man.
所以他勉励这些哥林多的信徒要做属灵的人。
You have to go back to yourself like a born again Christian.
我们要要记得我们是重生的。
You and I, we are all born because we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes.
那我们都是受我们都是借着耶稣的名受洗的。
But still, we have to ask ourselves: truly, my life, truly, my spiritual life, turn out to be born again Christian.
但是我们常常要思考，我们的生活是不是过着重生人的生活。
That's why, because the book of Galatians, chapter 5 says, toward to the end, the way we read.
所以翻回加拉太书第五章这里。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. 5:24, Galatians chapter 5:24 says, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire."
第二十四节这里说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
In order our life to move on and on to in spirit, then you have to crucify the flesh. You mentioned that.
如果我们要在属灵上进步，必须要把肉体的情欲钉在十字架上。
Let the desire of the spirit to rule your heart.
这样的话，邪情肉体的邪情私欲就不会占领我们的。
Let us try hard to seeking the fruit of the spirit.
所以让我们努力的追求圣灵的果子。
In the future, continue to talk about this fruit of the spirit.
那我们接下来的正道中会再谈论圣灵的果子。
And then toward to the end, we talk about the fruit of the spirit, the love, joy. Each takes one hour. I can talk about.These characters.
所以我会准备不同的讲章，在讲每一个果子的特性。
Let's all sing him.
所以我们现在请唱最后一首诗。
400.
第400首。